It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light. Sports for our generation.
This is the DNA Wrestling Podcast. Denton Day, alongside the third member of Enzo and Cass, the third certified G, Adam Fornwalt. It is time for the top five. So we go down and we take the wrestlers and we put them in our power ranking. So we're going to start off with number five. Adam, who you got?
I cannot believe these two names are coming out of my mouth right now. But my number five are the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Heath Slater and Rhino. Look, they beat probably the hottest heel tag team right now in the Usos. They beat a bunch of other really good teams to get there, guys that I feel like maybe deserve this spot over them. But Heath Slater, he's carrying this team in terms of popularity. Rhino is a really good enforcer to have. I like their chemistry. I like where they're going with it. I was shocked as everybody else that they won the belts. Heath Slater's got a contract. Therefore, he can be in my top five, and he is my number five along with Rhino.
My number five is the former face that ran the place, John Cena. Watching him come back and show a side that we have not seen in a very long time on the microphone was an absolute joy. That's the type of John Cena that we've been asking for years now. And now, because they have the multitude of stars that they do on each roster of SmackDown and Raw, John Cena can come out and kind of be that guy that we've been longing for, essentially. So he is my number five.
My number four is John Cena, who you just talked about. I love the fire that he brought this week. Love the fact that they automatically inserted him into this title picture. He's coming off a couple of losses to AJ Styles. He's not really in here for the winning, although they did win their tag team match against AJ Styles in The Miz. But John Cena is my number four just because I'm very intrigued to see where they go with the story.
Number four for me, I'm gonna switch it up. I had The Miz written down here, but I'm gonna throw my tag team in there, and I'm gonna go with Jimmy and Jey Uso. Watching them as heels, it's very different, but it's not bad. I could never really picture the guys that ran around with paint on their face with the super, you know, colorful shirts as heels, but I think they've done a very good job kind of portraying that
viciousness.
The vicious, yeah. You know, I don't care what anybody thinks type of look. They, of course, now come out in the pants and the at Backlash, they had the black hoodies on because everybody in WWE wears sleeveless hoodies nowadays. They had those on. So I'm going to put them at number four, and I'm going to take The Miz out of my top five.
Well, number three for me is, in fact, I mean, you're taking out of your top five, and it's The Miz. Look, he beat Dolph Ziggler, clean, not clean. Maurice with the hairspray, doesn't matter. He's entertaining. He's intriguing. He constantly brings it every week, whether it's with Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler. Doesn't matter who it is. The Miz constantly entertains me and finds some way to make me want to watch his segments every time, whether it's just he's being stupid or he's being legitimate heel and winning matches. He's got that belt on for a reason, folks. That's why he's my number three.
At number three, and this is the first time in a while that I've ever had a female in the top three, but Becky Lynch is my number three, the first ever SmackDown Live champion. It seems like it's been a long time coming for her to get her championship. She did a great job. She performed great at Backlash. So I'm going to put her at number three.
My number two, is going to be the face that runs the place, AJ Styles. He won the belt. He's hot right now. However, he did lose this week on SmackDown, which drops him below my number one. But I love the fact that he won the belt. He's a deserving champion. He's probably the best wrestler, if not the best heel, on the card right now for either show. My number two is AJ Styles.
My number two is going to be the top guy on the red brand, Kevin Owens, the Universal Champion. He defeated Roman Reigns. He is still probably the best heel in the company right now. But that storyline with him, Triple H, and Seth Rollins has died just a little bit. Not a whole lot, but just a tad. So that drops him back to number two.
My number one is Kevin Owens for the reason that, yes, his storyline did die off quite a little bit over the past 2 weeks. However, he's got a win against a former world champion in Roman Reigns. And to me, that says a lot about how they feel about him. There's a little bit of distraction with Rusev coming in and getting involved in the match, But Kevin Owens has picked up some big wins over the past couple of weeks, and because he did in fact win this week and Styles lost, he's my number one.
And my number one is AJ Styles, the face that runs the place. He is the champion, the what is supposed to be WWE's best champion, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. I did not think I would ever see this day, but it is here. AJ Styles is champion, and he is the number one. The best wrestler in the world is my number one. So that is going to be our top five for the week. If you missed any of our great content, you can check out audioboom.com. Search Average Joe Sports Show, and you'll find us under the DNA Wrestling Podcast playlist. For this third member of the Certified G, Adam Fornwalt, I'm Denton Day. We'll be back next week.